Proverbs 3, 25 and 26 says, "Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Be not afraid of sudden fear. In other words, when sudden events rock our world, don't fall into panic and find yourself doing something rash and regrettable. And I've done that way too many times in my life. We should always avoid knee-jerk reactions. We do that largely by being prepared, or just say, expecting it. It's going to happen. Things happen. And just always be ready to remain grounded in your faith and trust in God to always be there with us. That's, I know, what has been my failure during those times. It also says, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Now, in practical terms, when you see the wicked suffering consequences, most of the time of their own choices, don't alter your path with God as though you face the same consequences when you're not making the choices and getting into those situations. You know, kind of an extreme example, but if you look across the way and see that your neighbor's home is being raided by the cops, you don't board up your home and grab your weapons and get ready for a battle. You know, it could be possession of stolen property. They could be involved in drug trafficking. It could be a domestic dispute. You don't know what it is, but you're not involved in that. And so when you see the wicked dealing with the consequences of their own choices, you know, don't lose your mind. And parents, don't punish your children when you see other children doing wrong things. A lot of parents have ruined the relationship with their own children by doing that. Now, in a prophetic sense, God promised this to Israel whenever Nebuchadnezzar was coming down on Israel to destroy Jerusalem and take them captive. And Jeremiah was out there promising them. In Jeremiah 42, you have to read 7 through 22 to get the whole message. But in verses 11 and 12, he's out there saying, "Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land." But that was only promised to those who obeyed him. And if they disobeyed and ran into Egypt, God said they'd be destroyed. So it's important we have our faith and confidence in God and his word. That's what saved the lives of the Christian Jews when the Roman armies of Titus in 70 AD came down to destroy Jerusalem. They were told by Jesus in Luke 21, 20 and 21, "And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein," or thereinto. Listen, you could be Mr. Spiritual and say, "I'm just going to trust the Lord." And if you'd stayed in Jerusalem, you'd been killed. We don't trust the Lord by just standing and doing nothing. We trust the Lord by having confidence to obey his word. And that's where we can find peace. And we don't have to fear if we obey his word. And, of course, we don't have time to get into all that. But you go into Revelation 12, you'll see God's going to do the same thing again whenever the beast comes down on Jerusalem and Israel. So then verse 26 says, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence." It's not self-confidence. Our confidence is in the word of the Lord, and that's what the word hope means. Hope is our confidence in the word of God, things that are unseen, and yet we know they're going to happen. That's why Romans 8, 24 and 25 says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our blessed hope is in the return of Jesus Christ. Of course, we haven't seen that, but we know it's going to happen. So we have the hope that is based on the solid rock of his word, solid ground. That's why we sing it in the old hymn, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." We stand on the rock, capital R, as we stand with confidence upon his word. Keep your confidence in the Lord and be prepared to stand with him and his word.